Well, good morning to you. The final show of June 2020. Half the year of Sports Saturday in the books, believe it or not. As we get ready to cross on over into July next week. And, well, we've got to thank our benefactors here on Sports Saturday, and none bigger than CACL Financial. 1800 West Market Street here in the city of Pottsville, open 24 hours a day, online at caclfcu.org. And don't forget their new drive-through service location along the St. Clair Port Carbon Highway. They've been voted the number one banking and lending institution for the last 6 years by the Reader's Choice poll. Their members know it. What are you waiting for? You won't find a better
fiduciary. Chaz taught me well.
Relationship anywhere. Thank you to BG's Value Markets. 4 convenient locations for your shopping experience. Check them out. Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. They've got 4 convenient locations for the great items needed for your 4th of July cookout needs. Celebrate the birth of the United States of America. And no better place to shop is BG's Value Markets. And when you're looking for the freshest meat, for the hottest irons of that July 4th grill, look no further than BG's Value Markets, because if their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
And Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. Remember, summertime is for sipping, and don't forget to sip the new raspberry iced tea, and out in stores now, the Diet Decaf raspberry iced tea from Gears Dairy. Gears Dairy, featuring their dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to get your Saturday morning started off just right, and of course the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products, including the new raspberry iced tea. Sip summer away. It's not too sweet, not too mellow. It's just perfect. It's a raspberry iced tea and a new diet decaf raspberry iced tea from Gears Dairy. Good morning, John Powers, and it's great to be along with you as our friend Chaz on assignment this week, and I think he even said next week he's going to rocket ship himself into space for the 4th of July.
That's correct. The man is on the move. It took a little bit bigger capsule this time, but he's on assignment, and he's going to be in touch with us during the week to bring us up to date on the many sports that are going on, which means he won't be talking to us. But yeah, wish him well on his assignment.
John, you know, this morning getting ready for this show, it's going to be a big show in the second half as we talk to the Schuylkill County Scholar Athlete, the male recipient who was Danny Lawrence for 2020. Danny, of course, a quarterback, a wrestler for Mono Area, announced that he would be going to West Point Military Academy. And you know, we'll talk to Danny Lawrence here in the second half of the show. But in the first half of the show, I was trying to think about things to cover. And, you know, as you said, not a lot going on. NBA, they're starting to get worried. Cases of coronavirus are skyrocketing in the state of Florida. They're expected to be in Disney World, in the Disney complex. They're going to bubble everybody pretty much there in one of the hotels. Complexes on the Disney properties, then play at the Wide World of Sports, and you know, try to keep everybody there and try to keep everybody safe. But coronavirus cases are skyrocketing. Over 9,000 new cases announced in the city of Florida, in the state of Florida
in one day. 9,000, and you said they want to try to keep them in a bubble. The problem is you're bringing people from a lot of different areas. Just saw where James Franklin is going to keep his family at home if they resume and so on. These are all great personal choices, but when you're being paid $20 million to play basketball, it means a lot, not only to the players, but the organization, to the other people who work the games, and so on. Tough decisions, but when I read the rules for a contact sport, basketball used to be a non-contact sport.
It used to be.
Many years ago. It's a severe contact sport now. And I think that's going to make it much more difficult.
You used to not be able to take more than one or two steps with it, without dribbling the basketball.
That ended with Dr. J. Give me a break. Dr. J could take off 80 feet from the basket and not walk.
Last night,
to change things.
Last night, breaking late last night, Major League Baseball looking for those hub cities, those host cities or whatever they are calling it, to get their season back underway. 15 out of the 27 possible sites for those hub cities have rocketing coronavirus cases. So a lot still going on that terms. NFL, Ezekiel Elliott, he came out, the running back for the Dallas Cowboys. He tested positive. He talks about his recovery and what it's like to live with COVID-19 and comes out and says he's not very optimistic for a 2020 NFL season.
I find it very difficult. I keep reading, and we'll talk a little bit even about the local baseball leagues you mentioned restarting today. It's complicated. It's so cut. Now, in baseball, you might be able to get a little bit more distancing and so on, but when you get into the contact sports, NFL, NBA, NHL, I mean, imagine looking at people in the NHL and saying, there'll be no body checking. You're just going to have to skate.
It takes away from the game.
That makes it simplistic, but you know where I'm coming from.
It takes away from the game also.
The physical part is a big deal. NFL football, every play, 22. Every single play
22
is
men.
Contact and brutal contact. And these big guys, I think, sweat a little bit once in a while, and they spit, and they... Very difficult. NBA, dear God in heaven, you know, there are guys playing in other guys' uniforms the way they play defense now. I mean, they're not only in their jock, they're in their shirt, their pants. They brutalize each other. I don't know how you do it, Eddie. Mystified.
It is mystifying. But you know what, John? I really wanted to touch on one thing. The coronavirus has been the spotlight, but in the last few weeks in America, there's been a different thing taking to the front burner, the hot stove, whatever you want to say, and that is being the inequalities experienced by minorities and stuff like that. And a lot of people will come out and say, John, and this is one that sort of mystifies me at times, when you talk about mystifying, is, you know what, XYZ player of whatever, I don't want to hear your take on politics. I don't want to hear your take on inequalities. I don't want to hear about anything else from you. I just want to play or see you play baseball, basketball, hockey, car racing, or anything else. That's what I want to do. But you know what? Sometimes we need to hear from these people.
We talked a little bit about that. There are instances... And let's stay away from the political side with politicians. But there are people in the sports industry that people look at as heroes. Now, I will argue that till the day I dig the dirt pit. But they put too much on it sometimes. Put too much on the hero worship of a person who plays a sport. So... You know, I look and I got to be very honest. I was a great Mickey Mantle fan. Always was. I didn't want Mick telling me about politics or business. Right? I wanted to watch him play baseball. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you here because now it's become so controversial. Drew Brees, controversy.
Yeah.
Personally, I really don't care what Drew Brees has to say about anything except playing football. Brett Favre got involved in this last week. Okay. I want to see them play basketball, football.
Who is Brett baseball. Favre?
Yeah,
irrelevant,
you're tough.
Right? But he, irrelevant.
Yeah, and I believe so is
in pop culture
look,
today.
Drew Brees has done a lot for the New Orleans community. That's a good thing. That's good. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And let's take it to different levels because I love doing this. Many times there's a great article in the paper about a game 33 years ago, controversial baseball game for the championship and so on. Eddie, you've been around sports a lot. Mm-hmm. Many times after a game did you interview a coach or a player and start off by saying, what do you think about equality in America?
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that.
We don't.
I'm trying to think back.
These athletes, who are many of them great guys, do a lot for their community, keep doing it. But you know what? Stay out of the arena. I think it complicates things. It does, because you start taking sides based on what basketball player said something or what football player said something. I just don't see it. I think it detracts from it. And right now, with no other sports around, it becomes
a
headline.
It's mainstream, it's mainstream. It becomes headlines. It becomes social media frenzies, almost
sure.
as big as the John Powers, you know, support local business videos
well,
and stuff
shot.
Like that. But, yeah, I mean, not joking around, yeah, I mean, they could divide and add to the divide of which, yeah, I mean, I think when you look at a team sport, I mean, and being parts of teams and stuff like that, you're always cohesive together. And the more you're cohesive and together, the more success you found.
Mm-hmm. No question.
I've always laughed at, and I mean, being a Dallas Cowboys fan, I used to laugh, you know, in the last few years, you know, I mean, the Eagles, they would always seem to have, you know, ever since the Terrell Owens and some of those players had the explosive locker room, or the locker room explodes on them. And once you lose a locker room, you'll hear this a lot in sports. I mean, the coach has lost the locker room. The coach has lost the training room or whatever. And once they lose that, I mean, the success or anything else, there isn't. It's nothing but turmoil. I mean, this one's pointing a finger at that one. That one's pointing a finger at that one. You know, it's your fault, his fault, their fault, this fault. You know, I mean, you start saying, well, the line didn't block for me if you're the quarterback. You never hear a quarterback saying, well, the line was kind of porous this morning or last night, and I got knocked on my rump 8 times. Because guess what? He's not going to get knocked on his rump 8 times next week. He's going to get knocked on his rump 18 times next week, because they're going to be really very porous. You know, I mean, they're going to be like Swiss cheese, holes all over the place.
Sure. And a good friend of mine from town, Darnell, great guy. We talk about this a lot when we get together
The flute player, Darnell?
Yeah, oh, the flute and many other.
Darnell is
great,
an avid listener of Sports Saturday.
He is, and a great guy. But he always talks about when you're in the house. Well, sports used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You took care of things in the house. So when you had some problems in the locker room, it stayed there. It was settled there. And you tried to get through for the good of the team. You know me. I'm not a biggie on this social media stuff. I believe it is ruling the world, whether it's Twitter, Gitter. I don't even know what they're all called anymore. But it instantly ends up out there. What used to happen in a locker room, you might have had a little bit of a tussle. You'd say, okay, let's get back to doing what we do best, play the game. Now, if somebody looks at you crooked in the locker room, it's on social media, it's on Facebook, it's on all these things. And now everybody takes sides. You used to be able to have conversations, even arguments among friends about sports, politics, marriage. Been there, tried that. But anyway,
work
better the second time.
Yeah. There are things you're not supposed to talk about at the dinner table, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Politics, money, and religion.
Religion, yeah. But you got past it, and you didn't hate each other. There's a hate that comes now with the taking sides, and it's starting to permeate sports.
Yeah.
Because one's attacking the other one on social media, and you just said it. It might be the lineman that's going to have to make sure that other 300-pounder doesn't take your head off. And that, I think that takes away from that cohesive thing you were talking about. Settle it in the locker room. Keep it in the locker room. It's a different world. It was in your house. Now everybody takes their house and puts it out.
Airs the dirty laundry.
Yeah, puts it out there.
Yep.
And I think that hurts. That hurts.
Yeah, I think that does come to play in a factor. It could be, you know, I mean, the difference between success and failure. And I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the next few weeks. You know what I mean? As we start getting back, hopefully, to some type of normalcy. Yeah, and getting some more sports to see if there is some difference. You know what I mean? Just remember, you know, I read a good article yesterday or the day before in MLB, 60-game season. You know, after 60 games last year, the MLB champions weren't even in the pitcher.
Oh, correct. The Nationals.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Weren't even in the pitcher. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, how much of that cohesiveness or you know, abrasive attitudes or difference of opinions comes to play here? Because, I mean, 60 games, if you're in Major League Baseball and you've got 60 games, I mean, it is crunch time. It's August. August 1st, let's say, is where you're at with 60 games remaining in Major League Baseball. You've got 2 months, and that's it. Yeah, I mean,
and think about resting. Well, you have 162 games. Mm-hmm. You're going to say to certain players, hey, you know what? We're on a run here. Take a day off. Two or three guys, take a day off. Yep. We'll get through this. You hit the nail. 60 games, you better be at the top of your game as a team every game. And that means you're going to play all the time. They've talked doubleheaders. They've talked all this stuff. It's going to put a tremendous strain on them physically.
It's going to be neat to see baseball, though, if they do actually get it off and get the ball hitting and rolling. The seeded teams, they've got to come out, John, mm-hmm. day one, and you're going to be able to separate the contenders from the pretenders, you know, because it's going to be, I mean, as you say, you got to come out of the gate strong. You've got to be that, lead horse right out of that as soon as that gate opens.
Yeah, and what happens with pitching staffs? This is where I look and go, okay, is there going to be a situation on a bunch of teams where you don't give that pitcher the same rest that you gave him before because you were under such great pressure to get off fast and play hard and get out in the lead? Do you take that guy who used to get 5 days rest and you look at him and say, you're on four or three?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you get past that. Now, you'd hope that the coaches would worry about them physically and so. But, you know, when it's crunch time, Eddie, people do crazy things.
John, you know, one thing we were talking about earlier in this, before we went on the air, is you were talking about the 1987 Little League title. Oh. And we are talking about the difference between rules and guidelines.
Yes, and we talked about... I was an umpire many years, people say probably too many years, but I started out as a player, and when I couldn't run, I became a coach. And then I lost my sight, and I became an umpire before anybody else takes
now,
a shot at
now,
me.
Now, let's get the disclaimer out. What John says there is not the views and opinions of all people here on the panel, or the staff and management here at the Ponzo Broadcasting Company.
But one of my favorite lines, we talked about this before, there are rules, and then there are interpretations.
That was the word. I use guidelines.
Certain rules. Yeah. There are rules. Some of them are very simple. Very simple. Here it is. Others are interpretations of a rule. If my wife is listening, I apologize, but I would go to games with her when my daughter was playing and so on, especially in softball, be a close play, let's say at first base, and the umpire, she's out. And my wife would look at me and say, wow, I thought she was safe. What do you think? And I said, what did the umpire say?
Out.
And she'd go, well, if the umpire said she's out, she's out. That's a judgment call. She's out. Now, of course, you get in major leagues, you have a look at it, but it can be as simple. Interpretation, that's what it came down to in that 87 game. It's blazing in my memory, where a young man dropped the bat in the batter's box early in the game, and from what I remember, nothing was called. I don't remember if there was a guy in first, second, but at a critical part of the game, in fact, it was the same player stepped in, pitcher gets in the windup, the batter drops the bat. Now, let me preface this by saying, I didn't think the balk should ever be called in minor league or little league baseball. Give me a break. It's like telling them to focus when they're 11. Give me a break. I was always against the balk rule because it could be jimmied. There are people who say St. Clair jimmied it, that he dropped it on purpose. The Pine Grove pitcher stops in his windup. The difference between first time and second time, there was a guy in third. Balk is called. That ended up being the winning run, and St. Clair wins the championship. That is a judgment.
As broadcasters, okay, we get a little bit more understanding of things behind the scenes, okay? And one thing is when you move on from regular season play to a postseason play, okay, in all levels of sports, you get somebody usually from the district or from, I mean, the league or whatever, and they are called an interpreter, okay? And that interpreter, you know, for the general fan out there, probably doesn't see what goes on, okay? And they're there to interpret different scenarios that may come about during a ball game. So you talk about the first time the young man drops the bat, causes a balk, but it's not called, okay? So usually sitting behind home plate, or John and Chaz, Ed and Dell or whoever, okay? Usually sitting somewhere close to us is what they call the rules interpreter in playoff baseball, playoff basketball, playoff football. And they watch different scenarios throughout the ball game and will have constant contact in between innings, quarters, with the officials of that game. And say, hey, listen, you may want to watch number 12, for instance.
Right.
He's moving out from underneath the center before the ball snapped. It could cause it offsides, okay? You may want to watch that. It could be a false start. You know, he's trying to draw him, and that's not legal. Hey, listen, he's dropping the bat. He dropped it. He caused a balk. You did not call it. You may want to keep your eyes open to see if this happens again. Okay, maybe that happens after the first time that the young man dropped the bat in the batter's box. Okay, the next time it comes up, he's just following the rules interpreter pretty much like the boss on the floor. You had a boss, I have a boss, we all have bosses, most of us. I mean, a lot of us are not CEOs or presidents.
Or married.
Well, I know who the boss is there, you know what I mean? She is the boss, and when she's not home, I'm the boss. Okay, but, you know, the boss says, hey, maybe you want to watch this. It happens again. He's listening to the boss, correct? So the boss tells him, that happens again. You've got to call a balk. It is what it is. You know what I mean? That's the rules. I'm the interpreter. I'm interpreting, helping you along to call a fair and balanced ball game.
That's correct. The toughie that day, and they address it very well, in the article, and again, I want to give a shout out to the Republican. They have done an incredible,
awesome job
with
awesome
this
job.
Stuff. But the word intentional as opposed to unintentional when the bat drops. Was it intentional? Did he do it to cause the delay? Or, and it's happened, did the bat slip out of his hand? Now, obviously, if you're on the Pine Grove side at that point, you're incredulous. You think this happened by accident. You know, and Eddie, I went to a lot of Little League games in my career, 40-some years. I only saw a kid accidentally drop a bat twice. And as soon as he did, I called time. Time. You know, I always thought that was my job. Look, a kid made a mistake. He's fumbling around.
Yeah,
time.
Could be the first time
he's
there.
Let's start all over. Instead of yelling, balk, you know, get balk. It still sticks in my craw. But umpires, especially at younger levels, should be talking to kids all the time, whether it's a pitcher in between innings. I used to take my knee because a coach would be yelling, oh, man, the catcher didn't even move his glove. That had to be a strike. Well, the kid was set up outside the plate. So what I did as an umpire, instead of getting in a big argument with the coach and explaining all that to him, I would take my knee and move the kid in behind the plate. Little nudge, and the kid used to name many a time they laughed and went, was I that far right? Yeah, it's okay. Get back in there, son. Get back. Because umpires are supposed to be teachers, too.
Yeah.
Especially at younger levels.
Yep.
But, you know, it was controversial. Doesn't take away from the effort that the kids on both sides did that time. But when you get into what's intentional and what's unintentional, that's a judgment. And now you have to apply it to a rule. So.
Yep. I remember when I was a young lad, I was in the box and the ball's coming. And I believe the pitcher that was throwing against me, this is, you know, in Little League, had one heck of a curveball. Okay. I thought the ball was going to hit me. I backed up. Strike. I'm like, strike? Son, you backed out of the batter's box. Okay. My mistake.
Stay in the box. Baby.
Stay in the box. Take it. No problem.
My favorite line when a kid looked at me when I called a strike, they'd look at me and I go, what are you looking at me for? You missed it. I got it. Get back in there, son. Get back in there. I had nothing to do with missing that one.
But,
buddy.
You know, I knew never to step out of that box again.
That's it. And again, it's a learning experience. Coaches will tell you, I really believe it means a big deal if, especially at a younger level, an umpire takes the time to say, get in there, son.
Yep.
Move in closer to the plate or move off the plate a little bit. It's a teaching time. You know, people think with the money we pay kids to play in Little League, they should do better every time. But it's a teaching time.
Damn,
and
they're
the
getting
adults
paid.
We're supposed to be part of those teachers.
We used to get like a little juice box and a hot dog at the end of the game or something. Now they're getting paid.
No. Oh, they paid me all the time, usually the winning team. But anyway, just saying.
Well, John, we won't incriminate you anymore. Let's take a break. We'll get the 2020 Male Scholar Athlete of the Year in Schuylkill County on the phone. It's Mono Area's Danny Lawrence, and he'll be joining us next here on WPPA Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide, WPPARadio.com. Missed the show? Don't get excited. You can always catch the podcast at anchor.fm, Google, also Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform around the world. It's WPPA Sports Saturday.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life? If not, consider a financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway with easy in and out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
Summer is here, and the folks at Gears Dairy are proud to introduce the newest member of their iced tea family, Raspberry Tea, the Schuylkill County's oldest full-service family-owned dairy along Tumblin Run Road. Gears Dairy Raspberry Iced Tea and Diet Decaf Raspberry are the perfect blends, not too sweet, not too mellow, perfectly refreshing. Summer's for sipping, on the porch, or a day trip to the beach with the full line of Gears Iced Teas, including their newest flavor raspberry in half gallons and plastic pints. Sip on, Schuylkill County.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The nicotine in e-cigarettes is addictive and can harm brain development. That's why I worry about teens who try e-cigarettes. Many young people use pod-based e-cigarettes like Juul, which have high levels of nicotine. And because teens' brains are still developing, they can quickly become addicted. The tobacco industry uses fruit and candy flavors to attract young people, often turning them into lifelong users. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
My dad is a hero. He goes into burning buildings. He finds people inside who need to be saved. Then he helps him get out, even when he can't breathe or see, even when he's a little scared. My dad is a firefighter. He does great things. And the best thing he can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration, a part of FEMA, reminds you to protect the heroes who protect our lives. Have a smoke alarm on every floor. Test it monthly. Replace the battery yearly. Do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, 60% of all fire deaths occur in a home without a working smoke alarm. The good news is, that's a fact that can change. For more information, visit the U.S. Fire Administration at www.usfa.fema.gov. Working for a fire safe America.
Patients battling blood cancer rely on Gift of Life Marrow Registry to provide life-saving stem cell and bone marrow transplants at a time when every minute matters. To help us continue providing our life-saving services during these unprecedented times, volunteer donors between 18 and 35 years old can request a registration kit to be delivered to their home by visiting giftoflife.org. When your kit arrives, just swab inside your cheek with the cotton swabs and return it in the postage paid envelope.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life?
If not, can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
WPPA Pottsville and translator W290DP Pottsville.
If you're struggling to pay the mortgage, Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make it easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
You listen when your body says, "I'm tired," or "I'm hungry." What if your body said something else might be wrong? Gynecologic cancers, cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancers have symptoms. So pay attention. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen. Learn the symptoms. Get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge Campaign.
It's hard to keep track of all the health information that comes your way, but you still want to make the right decisions. Here's an easy one. Get tested for hepatitis C. It's a leading cause of liver cancer and often has no symptoms. People born from 1945 to 1965 are five times more likely to have hepatitis C. The good news is that now it can be cured. Talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. Know for sure. A message from the CDC.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Pennsylvania's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Fusion. If I've learned anything in my years on the track, it's that properly inflated tires make all the difference. once each month and before road trips, take the time to check your air pressure or stop by a neighborhood tire retailer. Not only will properly inflated tires keep you and your family safe, but also improve fuel economy and handling.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. COVID-19 is really something. You need to wash your hands.
This is Tara DeStefano with the Highway Safety Network reminding motorists to turn on your vehicle's headlights anytime your windshield wipers are on. Pennsylvania law states that when your wipers are on, your headlights must be on. Daytime running lights, a standard feature on most cars, are not enough. It is necessary for drivers to turn on their headlights in order to activate their taillights. They should also be turned on between dusk and dawn, in foggy conditions, when visibility is less than ideal, and generally, anytime it would help you to see out of your vehicle or for others to better see you. Remember to see and be seen for safety.
Brought to you by the Highway Safety Network and WPPA. Commercial switch, John. We
all
had to
all
run.
Is we're back.
We had to run and try to get some things going. John, when you talk about sports and high school athletics, you've been involved in it for many, many years. And, you know, I mean, some things that have gone on and will continue to go on. Hopefully in high school sports, but as you said about it, it's going to be a toughie to get back to.
It definitely is, and there's been a re-energy in making sure that kids are safe. I really believe all the leagues and all those things did that forever, but now it puts added pressure on league officials, on parents, even on kids and so on. We were talking about some of the pressures on young people. But today we get the opportunity, hopefully, if everything goes well here, to talk to what I believe is the greatest thing about high school sports, and that is the scholar athlete that we turn out as educators. That is extremely important. I've had the great opportunity to be around a lot of great athletes, and there's nothing that thrills me more than when I see something about the scholar athlete, because most of the great athletes that I've seen from high school end up, for the most part, being great fathers, being great husbands, taking their place in society as doctors, lawyers, you name it. Very few get to the pros. So that scholar part of it, I still believe, is the most important.
Well, we're going to be joined here live, John, by Danny Lawrence, the 2020 Male Scholar Athlete in Schuylkill County. And good morning, Danny. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing swell, and congratulations. Maybe not the banquet that you wanted to attend and be announced in front of hundreds of your favorite fans and all of that, but congratulations to you on winning the 2020 Schuylkill County Scholar Athlete. And boy, what a big exclamation point that is to finish off your career, a storied one, at Monoy area.
Yes, I'm very proud and, you know, humble and honored to receive the award, and more proud that I get to represent Monoy area.
Well, you did it well, and you did it well in so many different ways, Danny. I didn't get to see you participate in football or wrestling, but mm-hmm. you have set standards in both of these that are going to be tough. But the thing that impresses me most, Danny, is that you've kept things in perspective. From what I'm understanding, am I correct? You were also the salutatorian of your class?
Correct.
To be able to do that and be able to play all those sports and excel, share a little bit, Danny, how you did that. I had a daughter who played college sports. Tell us how you had to put your life into perspective and chop up time to make sure the grades were just as good as your athletics.
Well, I mean, yeah, you just kind of have to, you know, when you have that much on your plate, you just kind of have to take things one thing at a time. Like, you know, when, for instance, if I'm in the classroom, I'm not worried about athletics at all. And if I'm in the weight room or the wrestling room, I'm not worried about a test tomorrow or anything. I just kind of, like, focus at the task at hand. And obviously keeping yourself disciplined and regimented and managing your time is very important. And that's things you kind of learn, you know, through years of experience.
Yeah, well, you bring up a good point because, and some kids do forget about this, if you do not do well in the classroom, you're not going to be on the field. All schools have rules, so you really have to make sure that you keep up with your studies, and obviously you've knocked it out of the ballpark with that.
Yes. Yeah, obviously academics is obviously just as, if not more important than, you know, your athletics. Because obviously with high school, you have to be eligible to participate.
Danny, one thing that has been the talk for the past few years is the specialization of sports. You being a multi-sport athlete and being successful in both on the football field, on the wrestling mat, how have you been able to, you know, use the experience of being the quarterback of the Golden Bears on a Friday night and turn that over to being a cool, calm, collective young man in the center of the mat inside the gymnasiums in the wintertime and winning matches time after time, you know what I mean, by either a pin or, you know, I mean, by winning by points.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You know, a lot of people push, like, specialization these days, and it's ironic that you say that, because I actually just read a book called Range, which basically argues the opposite of that, you know, generalists, you know, triumph in a world of more specialization. And I think in my case, that's true, you know, just kind of like being a jack of all trades instead of specializing in one. And I think that's important because if you kind of maybe focus on one sport, you know, year round, I think you kind of get burnt out. You know, maybe I think it's good to change things up and, you know, experience as much as you can because I think some skills can translate.
Danny, you know what I mean, being a salutatorian, being an athlete, young kids look up to you. You know what I mean? Young kids in the Monoy City area saying, hey, I want to grow up, you know, a third grader saying, I want to grow up to be the next Danny Lawrence. What do you tell those young kids who look at you as a hero and a role model?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, obviously, I would probably just say, you know, to honestly, just do what, you know, this is like cliche, but just, you know, like, do what you think fits you best, you know, and once you find out what that is, just, you know, attack it, you know, give it your best, because the worst you could do is try. I mean, so there's no shame in giving it your best and failing. You know, that's kind of the advice I would do. Just I would give just to kind of, you know, give it your all, you know, every time, because you never know when. Obviously, it's weird to say for a young kid, you never know when your last time is going to be, but, you know, that's kind of helpful, you know, when saying to give it your best.
Well, and Danny, I always talk about this. You come from a smaller school. It's not one of those mega schools and so on. And very often, many of the coaches rely on athletes participating in a number of sports because you simply don't have the numbers. How did coaches adapt to that? Because some coaches are pretty tough about, you're going to be a football player and that's it, or you're going to play basketball. And that, how did your coaches adapt and allow you to reach the kind of heights you did in two sports?
Well, I mean, obviously, like you were saying, smaller school, so kind of simply don't have like the manpower for you know, athletes under school to kind of specialize in one sport like you do maybe at like a AAA school. So they kind of understand that, you know, even though if say like I only focused on football year round, you know the football team, I might have been a better quarterback, and by that the football team would have been better, but you know, our coaches understand that, you know, it's important for the athletes in our school to do more than one sport and help the school out in the most that we can.
Well, one of the exciting things here, I hear you're going to West Point, and that is an incredible honor. There's some history here. Many years ago, we held the Anthracite Bowl in Pottsville. The Army-Navy 150-pound teams played here in Pottsville many years ago. We got a real connection with both of the academies. Tell me a little bit of what led you there and what your goals are now that you're going to end up in the U.S. military.
Well, I got interested in West Point maybe the end of my sophomore year. I pretty much always wanted to serve, you know, be in the military, and, you know, kind of learning about the academies, once you read into them, you realize, you know, what a better way to go about doing it than to try and go through one of them. And I originally was Air Force, but you know, I changed my interests, more aligned with the Army. So I applied to West Point, and you know, after obviously receiving an appointment, you know, super excited, and now that I'm going, I'm remaining open. I mean, I don't have too many like preferences going in. You know, obviously I was never in the Army before, so I'm pretty open. I can say, you know, maybe infantry or a helicopter pilot. You know, those are two things that seem pretty cool. But for the most part, I definitely remain open.
Danny, I'm more familiar with the Naval Academy and some of the things that go on there for the midshipmen and stuff like that. But I believe that the military academies in a whole have, pretty much the same rules and regulations. And one of those is that you must participate in some type of extracurricular activity. And your plans are you going to participate in an extracurricular activity while spending time at West Point?
Yes, yeah, so I'll be on the wrestling team.
So wrestling has won out over football. I was kind of confused there. I was like, I wonder if Danny's going to play football. He's familiar with the midline option at Mono Area, but that's a Navy thing.
So yeah, I'll be on the I'll be wrestling there.
So you'll be on a wrestling squad. Another young man just recently graduated from Annapolis, from Frackville, where I'm from, and I know he had some experience in wrestling for the midshipmen. But that's great. You're going to go out there and you're going to wrestle for the Black Knights. And, you know, talk about your time wrestling for the Golden Bears. And you ran up against somebody in the state championship. That seemed like a tall task, but that probably set you up for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about wrestling. I mean, if there's, I mean, you asked me what advice I would give to a young kid earlier. I might honestly say to join wrestling, because if you wanna learn about your character, I don't think there's a better sport to do so than wrestling. The lessons it teaches you, you know, to take a, you know, responsibility for your actions, you know, because when you lose, you can't be pointing fingers or anything. It's all on you. But I mean, wrestling in high school has definitely been a roller coaster. I've definitely hit some lows, you know, with cutting weight. You know, that's definitely difficult, you know, having to cut weight and go to class and try and, you know, do well in your assignments and keep up with your social life. You know, a lot of people don't understand how difficult that is, and then still have, you know, the energy to wrestle at the end of the day. But then obviously this past year has been the best. I've had my best record this year, you know, capping off with a state medal. And, the challenges wrestling has presented me with, I think will definitely make a lot of things, you know, that come later in life that may seem difficult to others a lot more easier for me.
Well, Danny, you bring up a line that I love. And young people are pretty good at this. We old people aren't as good at this as you young people are. But you just said about getting into wrestling, about looking at your character. People say sports build characters, but actually sports bring out your character. And I think that's a message I'm hoping that young people hear from you. That comes from inside, your commitment to discipline, to doing what you have to do. And you mentioned it, sometimes having to give up some of your social life and other things to be true to yourself. And
yes,
that character alone had to be a big deal in how you got into West Point Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a lot of perseverance that comes from being a wrestler. I mean, it's just a different mentality, because when you're put on a mat, you know, with someone that's trying to beat you up, you just kind of have to be able to reciprocate that, or you're gonna get embarrassed in front of a lot of people. So you kind of have to be mentally tough to be able to do that.
Danny, talk about the personal control. That's what I would say, that it's more personal control and willpower. You talk about cutting weight, and you talk about hanging out with friends, and you're talking about making weight. A lot of kids like to hang out together. They go and hit up the local fast food establishments, go back, play some video games, have a good time, slugging down some carbonated beverages, and having, you know, I mean, that is childhood. But you have to make that personal decision and that willpower to say, hey, you know what? You go ahead and enjoy the burgers and French fries. I might just have some lettuce with nothing on it, but maybe some seasoning or something, and I'll drink some water.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been, I've definitely had a lot of lunches where I'm just kind of sitting, staring at the floor, you know, while I give my food to my friends. That definitely sucks. But yeah, I mean, you just kind of have to, you know, sacrifice, you know, the present moment for a greater good that'll come in the future. You just kind of have to realize that it'll be worth it in the end. And I mean, I guess some people, you know, may be better at doing that than others. You know, they just may have more innate self-control within them. You know, maybe everybody's wired differently. I don't know. But like I was saying earlier, how I take things, you know, one task at a time, that definitely helps with that. You know, just being like, okay, I just gotta get through lunch, or I just gotta make it through practice today, and you know, then I'll be able to eat a little when I get home and wake up and do it all the next day. You know, so that definitely helps with that. You know, taking things, you know, just one thing at a time, and not trying to think of it all at once, because, you know, that may be overwhelming.
So yeah, and I want to give you a big shout out here, because your commitment not only to yourself, but your school, your community. I've heard wonderful stories about what a giving young man you are. That's important. The scholarship, of course, but the discipline that you are sharing right now with so many, hopefully, younger people listening too, is will take you through West Point, where that is the basis of being there. You must learn discipline. You yeah. have to make sure you do what you have to do for the good of those people you serve with. And man, it sounds like you're way ahead of the curve, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, the discipline definitely comes through, you know, being involved in sports, but, you know, you kind of have to hold yourself accountable and, you know, have some discipline in your personal life as well. And as you were mentioning, you know, being involved in the community, I definitely feel it's important to, you know, give back to those who have helped you. You know, it's only fair. It's kind of like the least you can do, at you know. So, yeah, I mean, obviously staying disciplined, you know, is very important, and that's something that'll serve me well at, you know, at the United States Military Academy, and they'll probably beat more of it into me, I'm sure.
Danny, I got to take it and tip my hat to you. I mean, as you're doing all of this stuff, you've also served your community as a member of the West End Fire Company up there in Mahanoy City. And me being myself involved in emergency services, know the commitment that goes into that and how that can just be another full-time job. But you found enough to get this all into one whole lifetime and have reached out and made the best for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, most of my time at the West End is usually on Wednesdays. That's when they have their training night. Training night, usually during this past football, maybe, I can't remember, I think it was this past football season where, yeah, it was definitely this past football season where I was able to make the most number of trainings. And since we have a rescue unit there, you know, that's basically what most of the trainings revolved around, you know, like trying to get, you know, survivor, you know, maybe out of rubble. We were kind of like drilling through concrete or tying like water knots to make anchors, you know, learning about different things like mechanical advantage and things like that. So yeah, I would usually go on a Wednesday.
Well, Danny, it's a commitment in its own, and we appreciate your service to the community. We congratulate you on being named the 2020 Schuylkill County Scholar Athlete. Also congratulate you on being salutatorian at the Mahanoy Area School District and also a cadet of the United States Military Academy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you honored us today with this phone call, Danny. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me. It was a great time.
Well, there you go, John. You hear from the Schuylkill County Scholar Athlete of the Year, Danny Lawrence from Mahanoy area. We'll take a break. We'll hear from our fine sponsor, CACL. We'll come back and wrap the show up. It's Sports Saturday here on AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide, WPPARadio.com. Don't forget the podcast. It's at anchor.fm. You can also find us on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platforms through around the world. It's WPPA Sports Saturday.
A financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway with easy in-and-out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
WPPA Sports Saturday. That's going to wrap up the show this morning. A quick and in a hurry edition of Sports Saturday with John Powers. Thank you for joining me, sir.
You bet. Always.
Are you going to join me next week? That's the question.
Absolutely. I can't think of a better way to start the 4th of July than with Eddie Ben.
Well, we've got to thank CACL Financial, of course, 1800 West Market Street. Voted the 6th time number one banking institution in Schuylkill County. You can check them out online, CACLFCU.org. You won't find a better
fiduciary
relationship anywhere. Also, thank you to BG's Value Markets, 4 convenient locations, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. And also, thank you to Gears Dairy. Don't forget the new raspberry tea for summer sipping. It's raspberry and diet decaf. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday on WPPA Pottsville, translator W290DP Pottsville.